going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As the fifth-rated prospect in this draft, Travis Hunter is his number one overall guy. Abdul Carter is 2 from Penn State. Mason Graham, the Michigan defensive tackle, is 3. Ashton Gentry, the Boise State running back, is 4, and then he has Sanders 5, followed by Cam Ward. So he is Sanders barely ahead of Ward, and he has both guys as, you know, great prospects in this draft. Tyler Warren 7, for example. He thinks both of those guys are better NFL players down the line than Warren, which kind of boggles my mind. But look, I mean, Mel's only one guy. He has had a big job on TV for a while. He's basically the godfather of this. So what I wanted to do here, Donnie, if you could cue up the music for me. I have where Mel Kiper, this goes back to 2016, is the first time ESPN posted his entire big board. I have where he ranked the Steelers' first round pick on his big board. For every draft going back to 2016.
And we get to try to guess?
So 2016 is the Artie Burns draft.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think where do you think Mel Kiper Jr., the godfather of the draft, had one Artie Burns?
Refresh my memory ranked on where they picked him, just to give I need a number in my head to see again.
25 overall.
I think he was player 47 on Mel's big board.
Donnie?
I thought you were going to say the same exact number as me. I was thinking 44.
Mel Kiper Jr. in the 2016 draft had Artie Burns as his 30th rated prospect. So still a first round player. I'd call that a slight reach. Not a big one,
though. Not much of one, though. Yeah,
not really a big reach at all.
Honestly, something that if you're saying that's a position we feel like we need, you wouldn't call it a reach in the slightest.
William Jackson III, Kabbalah confirmed this again on Friday. That's who the Steelers wanted, and they were caught flat-footed when Jackson went to the Bengals one pick before them. Was rated by Kiper 25th. So
yeah, that would have been perfect.
5-pick difference.
Okay.
All right, that's 2016. 2017 is T.J. Watt. His number one overall prospect in that draft, Mel Kiper, was Myles Garrett. Where do you think he had T.J. Watt, Donnie? The Steelers took T.J. Watt with the 30th pick.
I know that one where they took him because of a very famous tweet saying if he was his brother, he wouldn't have been picked 30th overall.
I'm actually shot at me.
I don't know who said it. I just can't remember for the life of me who put that one out there.
I'm actually going to go 35th.
I'm going to go 45th.
45th?
I could have swore there were, not to now give you an out here, but I thought there were like some questions as to whether or not he was going to be a truly big, big, big time NFL player.
Well, Mel did not have a great draft here as far as his big board went.
What
for
did you
example,
say, Donnie, 35th?
He had Patrick Mahomes 26th in this draft. He ranked Western Kentucky guard Forrest Lamp 18th.
I love Lamp.
Where do you think he would have had Forrest Gump, kick return specialist?
He had Mitch Trubisky 19th.
Where would a guy go in the draft if I could guarantee you he was going to return 15 kicks for touchdowns this year?
He'd go in the first round.
That was all he was going to do, though.
He'd go in the first round.
He provided you no other value at 15 random kicks.
15 touchdowns? That's a first-round pick. Sebastian Janikowski was a first-round pick, for crying out loud.
Can you imagine if just the tension, if you knew the guy was slated for 15, you're down four late in the game and he's taking back that kick?
All right, who said 45th?
Me.
You were the closest.
Ha. Huh.
Mel Kiper Jr. had T.J. Watt as his 48th ranked prospect.
I feel like that's pretty good by Malzy. I should have known when he said 45th, Malzy, that I was on to something there.
All right, 2018, that's when they took Terrell Edmonds 28th. Malzy, where do you think Mel Kiper Jr. had Terrell Edmonds rated on his big board?
I honestly think he probably had him as like his 93rd prospect. 93rd best.
I think Malzy went and looked this stuff up
I did not. I had no idea you were even doing this.
What do you mean? You got the rundown?
Yes, I got it from Donnie because I was in late today, and it had no detail about us playing this game.
Okay. I don't know if I believe
I'm going to go Price is Right and say 92nd then.
Remember, he was the 28th pick.
Oh, you dog. If this works,
Saquon Barkley was ranked number one by Mel Kiper in 2018. His highest rated quarterback, to his credit, was Josh Allen. He had Josh Allen ahead of Darnold. Baker Mayfield. And
Josh Rosen.
He actually
Lamar.
Remember when Bills fans were saying you drafted the wrong Josh to their GM after that?
I was still in college during this draft, and a buddy of mine from college, diehard Bills fan from Buffalo, I will never forget how mad he was that they drafted Josh Allen and not Josh Rosen.
I thought Rosen was going to be good.
I remind him of that. Annually.
I thought Rosen was going to be good.
Mel had Lamar Jackson 15, so he did think that
he's a pretty good player
compared to where he was picked. That was a good, really good pick by Baltimore.
Okay.
All right, Terrell Edmonds, the 154th rated player on Mel Kiper's big board.
That is just insane. Okay. That's got to be the biggest reach since what for the team?
All right, let's do 2019. Devin Bush with the 10th pick, they move up for him. Where did Mel Kiper Jr. have Devin Bush in that draft, Donnie?
I'm actually going to go high here because it was, from what I remember, it was pretty much the consensus that he was a top-tier player. I'm going to say like 8th.
Malls?
I'm going to say 16th.
His number one rated player was Nick Bosa. Number two was Devin Williams from Alabama. Three was Devin White, the linebacker from LSU. Four was the other Josh Allen, the Kentucky outside linebacker. And number five, one spot ahead of Kyler Murray, Devin Bush.
Oh, man.
Fifth.
Oh, man. Can't
get scouted
right,
dad, Devin Bush Sr., the 26th pick out of Florida State in 95, writes Kiper. The younger Bush will go higher. Bush had 13 pass breakups over the past two seasons, tied for the most in FBS among Power 5 linebackers.
Man, keep it going here.
And the only thing he broke up were pet lovers' homes here with.
Oh, he made a huge mistake in a cat town.
All right, no 2020 because they didn't have a first-round pick.
Yep.
2021, we're going through Mel Kiper Jr.'s big board rankings before each draft to see how close he was on these Steelers players. This year he is Shedeur Sanders ranked 5th. All right, in 2021, the Steelers took Najee Harris 24th. Where do you think Mel Kiper had Najee Harris rated in that draft, Mulsey?
I think he had him as the 29th rated player.
Don?
I'm going to go 32.
Najee Harris was Mel Kiper's 29th rated player in that draft.
On the money! Hell yeah!
What I like most about Harris, and he's my top rated running back, is his receiving ability. He caught 70 passes over the past two seasons and had 11 receiving touchdowns. He can be a three down back in the NFL. He led the FBS with 47 carries of at least 10 yards last season. And then every single one of his Steelers carries were under 10 yards.
What would Starkey's celebration be right now?
Woo!
Woo! Yes! Yes!
All right. Here's
feel
the
good
one.
About that one. I was just wondering, are we ever going to get one right on the numbers here? And there I was.
Donnie, 2022. Steelers took Kenny Pickett 20th. Where did Mel Kiper Jr. rank Kenny Pickett in that draft?
35.
Malzi?
I'm going to go with 41.
So 25 and 40, or 35 and 41.
Yep.
You guys are way off with this one. Kenny Pickett was Mel Kiper's 18th rated prospect.
Holy moly, did he get it wrong. No pumpkin pie for you, pal. Woof.
Pickett is the guy I feel most comfortable about as an NFL starter. He was incredibly impressive in 2021. My comp for him has been a combo of Derek Carr and Andy Dalton. And NFL teams can win with that kind of guy. Hand size is an issue. He measured 8.5 inches at the combine. And some teams could be scared away by that. But there's a lot to like with his improvement. He's a big guy with a strong arm. Kenny Pickett. I just added that part. He had Malik Willis 17, by the way. One spot better than him.
Who's played a really good game as a quarterback more recently? Malik Willis.
You're not counting Kenny in the Super Bowl?
No, I had to think long and hard
Aiden
about that.
Aiden Hutchinson was Mel's top-rated player in that draft. Yeah, he didn't think Kenny was a reach at 20. He had him as a first-round guy. All right, how about your boy Broderick Jones, Malzi?
I think Mel had him at 23.
He was the 14th pick in the draft. The Steelers moved up for him. Don?
I'm going to say 16.
That draft was loaded with big tackle prospects, Paris Johnson, other guys. So I feel like maybe Jones was pushed down the board a bit.
Donnie's close, 15.
Wow. Very good, Don.
He had him ahead of Jahmyr Gibbs, who he had 18.
Can't wait to see what Broderick Jones does 3 years into his NFL, or two full years down in his NFL career.
Here's what
his real position.
Jones started 19 games with the back-to-back champs, filling in for a player in 2021 before taking over the left tackle job full-time last season. And he should stay on the left side and be a future All-Pro.
That's an interesting note.
Jones has been great, has great feet and pass protection. No one has questioned his mechanics at all. And can plow over defenders in the run game. He didn't allow a single sack on 446 pass block snaps last season.
What you should consider, though, Mel went on to say, is that if you have a mediocre left tackle who's so bad at everything else he can't play right tackle, that you should play Jones out of position rather than try to find someone, anyone else, to play right tackle.
All right, the Steelers got Troy Fautanu 20 last season. Where do you think Mel Kiper ranked him, Malzi?
9th.
Donald?
I was thinking right around there. I'll go 12.
10.
Man.
Price loved is
right. I wanted to say 10 so badly.
Price is right. Well, a lot of people really
but
like
he
Fautanu.
Said here, I see Fautanu's future at guard.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people thought he was just an elite guard prospect. Steelers thought differently.
Fautanu's versatility will be a huge asset at the next level. So if you look back at Mel Kiper's draft grades, he would say Fautanu, great pick. Jones, you picked him
right
where you
should have. Should be.
Pickett, good pick. Najee, a tad bit of a reach.
He had him. You're right. Sorry.
Devin Bush, good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Edmonds, terrible pick.
Atrocious pick.
TJ Watt, terrible pick. Artie Burns, about right.
So TJ Watt, terrible pick. Oof, Mel, you missed. Terrell Edmonds, terrible pick. Mel, you were on the right track.
Speaking of Mel, he was on Tim Kirchin's podcast talking about his pumpkin pie addiction today.
Do you eat a piece of pumpkin pie for breakfast every morning? Explain, please.
All right, almost every morning. Sometimes, like this time of year, you can't get pumpkin pie. You know, there's a Safeway delivery coming right now. It's the but the bottom line is you can't always get them. And the pumpkin pies are kind of seasonal. So when Kim will make a pumpkin pie, homemade, I don't like it as much. So she makes great food, but pumpkin pies have to be a certain way for me, and or I don't eat them. So no, I can't say it's every morning. it's probably 8 to 9 months out of the year. So what I do then is I make my own brownies with my fat-free whipped cream. So I have a little alternative plan. Brownies I just made because I don't have any pumpkin pie in the house right now. So I have to live without it for 3 or 4 months and survive. But I'd say 9 months out of the year, 8 months out of the year, pumpkin pie, not just in the morning. I'll go through a pumpkin pie in every day, day and a half.
Oh, my God, dude.
Mal, what is wrong with you? Do you just love pumpkin pie, or is this just who you are when it comes to food?
Tim, it's even worse, Jeff and Tim. I don't eat the crust. I just eat
filling
the pumpkin. I have fat-free whipped cream. Say, well, what's the method to the madness? All the hydrogenated oils are in the crust. Okay?
Okay.
So I stay away from the crust. Don't touch the crust. Just eat the filling. And then I have my fat-free ready whipped cream and glass of fat-free milk. And that's what I do.
Okay. Where that falls apart for me is he's very health conscious or tries to be health conscious with the pumpkin pie and only eating a part of it. But then when pumpkin pie's out of season, he's eating brownies.
Yeah. Well, they're fat-free everything. Couple very swift thoughts. Kirkjian sounds like the late Gilbert Gottfried a little bit with like the voice. Two, he's admitting his spouse, his wife, makes really good food. Like if my wife made great homemade burgers on the grill, but I was like, no, I just want like the cheapest fast food burger I can find. I don't really like the one she makes, even though I know objectively they're better. That's wild. And then everything you just said is just insane. Oh, here's the other part of that. He doesn't have a cell phone, so he's got like 8 landlines in the house.
Yep.
He uses the worst fake background for his calls like ever, this like desk setup. But he's tech savvy enough that he's got grocery store deliveries coming in that you've got to set up online or through an app?
I think his wife handles all that clearly.
And she hasn't been able to break through and say, Mel, would you please, for the love of God, get a cell phone?
He eats a pumpkin pie almost a day.
But he doesn't eat all the hydrogenated oils. Don't worry. Mel, just get somebody to make you pumpkin pie filling. Also, the texture there would suck. So you're putting pumpkin pie filling and then you're just shoving that down your throat.
And Donnie,
with fat-free whipped cream.
I was going to say, and he said he didn't say this in that podcast, but each bite has to have some whipped cream on it.
Why doesn't he just make it into a smoothie? He could just blend that up and drink it.
He like sprays a little bit of whipped cream on every bite.
Oh, so like each time he's taking a forkful, boom, whipped cream.
I'm going to be honest. I think it's a good move.
I mean, whipped cream is terrific, but fat-free? You got to go for the real deal there. That's the other problem.
9 months out of the year, he's starting his day with pumpkin pie.
It sounds like, and continuing his day with pumpkin pie.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bye.
Time for a weekly chat with 93.7thefan.com Steelers insider Jeff Hathorn. It's called the Hawk Report. Let's get a sponsor back on this bad boy. Oh, wait, we have one today. Segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Cindy's Hard Mountain Tea from Cinderlands Brewing, benefiting partners for quality. All right, Jeff, right now, if you had to guess, do you think the Shedeur Sanders thing is a smokescreen or the real deal?
So I think there's interest, but I do wonder this. Why in the history of Mike Tomlin being there in these pre-draft news conferences have they never talked about a player ever and yet wax poetic that long on Shedeur Sanders? Like, is it to tell everybody, hey, we're going to draft Shedeur?
Well, Aditi had a theory on that. She thinks it's because he knows that Sanders' character, football character, has been called out so much. And he wanted to at least vouch for that. That was her working theory.
Well, maybe. Although I've heard a lot of people defend that character.
I was going to say, I think that's a straw man to some extent if Tomlin believes that. Because we had the gentleman on, Sean Keeler, who got banned from press conferences or whatever by Dion out in Boulder, Jeff. And he said, there's not a guy in that locker room that I covered that did not like Shedeur Sanders. The guy was well-liked. I think most people, if anything, have talked about how he's a super high football IQ guy, coach's kid, like embodies a lot of those qualities. If anything, I think people are just saying he's just not good enough athletically. I don't really get the sense that people are saying bad kid, bad football character, etc. whatsoever.
Yeah, I haven't really seen that in any of the write-ups about Shedeur. If anything, it's, you know, the lack of athleticism or doesn't have as strong as an arm as somebody else. But that has never been a dispute. And, you know, it's interesting because I know people will say, okay, if you get Shedeur, then you can get Aaron Rodgers. But, man, aren't guys immediately going to gravitate towards Shedeur? Like, if you draft Shedeur, do you really want to draft another quarterback? Because immediately players are going to just cling to him. And no matter who you bring in, like, I just don't – if you take him – he's got to be your guy right away.
I said the same thing. I would not want Aaron. I don't want Aaron Rodgers, period. I really don't want him if they draft Sanders in the first round, because I don't think that'll be a good situation for Sanders his rookie year. Do you put any stock in this Diana Rossini story that the Steelers have interest in Kirk Cousins?
I know this. I know the Steelers do not at all want to reach for a quarterback. Given the contract, what he did in his last six games, that seems like a reach for me. So, no, I really don't. Maybe as a, hey, if we get through the draft and we couldn't find a quarterback, you know, it just didn't fall our way, and we need somebody because Aaron's not going to sign with us, will we look at that? Maybe. But right as they sit right now, no, I don't put any stock in that.
More likely way the Steelers add a day two pick to their current haul, trade back in the first round to a team, or trade George Pickens straight away as part of a deal that gets you a day two pick?
Yeah, I think George as part of a deal would be the better choice, because even if you go all the way back, you're probably going to get a day two pick, but it would be a stretch to be a second rounder. It's more likely going to be a third. Like, I look at like moving back 5-6 spots and then adding a third as a more viable option if you're not going to involve any players and you want to move back to add another day two pick. But I don't think moving back really at any point in that first round is going to get you a second round pick.
So do you believe this Fox Sports report that the Steelers are taking calls and making calls on George Pickens?
I don't think they're actively shopping him. That's the sense I get, but they're willing to listen, which they should, because you never know what offer might come your way. You might.
What
get
is going to get them to
refuse.
Do more than listen?
Yeah. What do you think they will start shopping him actively the closer we get to tomorrow? Like, or tomorrow actively they're going to start doing it, or what?
I don't see the Steelers actively shopping. I see them listening or envision them listening, but I don't see them actively like, hey, we'll give this up to get. I just don't.
What would make them want to trade him?
They find the right. I'm sorry?
What would make them want to trade him, Jeff?
That they won't sign him next year.
No, but I mean, like, what
kind of an offer would be too good to refuse?
What would they need to get back in a trade to make them want to trade him?
I think they want to get a second rounder or a really high third rounder to get rid of George. And let's remember that the Steelers only gave up a second for DK Metcalf. So is a second like pie in the sky for George Pickens, who, while he's had some good numbers, has not had the consistent numbers of a DK Metcalf?
Jeff, I've heard some things about the Steelers and Will Howard that make me think that there's no way the Steelers take him. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we would hear some things at practice when things would come up. Guys would discuss their alma maters that would lead me to believe that Will Howard was not on the table. Now, this was before, you know, the playoff run. I just don't see. I mean, I saw a lot of Will Howard and heard some of that scuttlebutt. I just don't know how he fits. And I think the Steelers have only a handful of quarterbacks that they would draft anywhere.
Who are they?
And I don't know that Will Howard's a part of that group. Well, I think the top three that you would think of, Ward is going to be out of the picture, so that takes one away. Shador, Dart. I think if he were around towards the end, I think McCord would be in play. I do.
What about Milroe at 83?
And I think Milroe, and I think the other one would be Shuck. But again, if you don't have a second round pick, those guys are going to almost certainly be gone by the time the third round. Maybe not Milroe, to your point, Chris, but a couple of those other guys are going to be gone.
Jeff, who do you think right now is going to be the pick tomorrow at 21?
I am sticking and talking to a couple of people yesterday. I like Kenneth Grant.
That just pains you.
There hasn't been a lot of talk about him.
I know that that is hurtful for you to say. You do it through clenched teeth. You're almost gagging as you say it. Kenneth Grant from that school up north.
That Baltimore game and what he could add to that defensive line and the lack of a – not that he's bust-proof, but, man, you don't see many that don't think he's going to be – If nothing else, at least a full-time starter in the NFL right from the beginning.
Jeff, thank you for another Hawk Report.
See you, boys, tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Yes?
I thought you were going to start the segment, sir. You have the whole docket here.
I thought you were going to say all rise.
Bailiff,
you
has
guys
to,
were already
the bailiff
risen.
Says that.
Already risen. Who are we? Jesus. That happened Sunday, brother. We're a few days late to that one. Already risen. Sorry, Judge. I thought you were going to take control of this courtroom. Before we get to Judge Donnie, the fan of the Pirates, want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under teams today. And the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel.
Today's case. Which network has the best NFL draft coverage? I don't even know who's on whose side.
Nalsy has NFL Network and I have ESPN.
Okay, so I just found out now.
Mr. Mueller was worried we wouldn't find out until 5:29. Well, we're finding out at 5:31.
We have to play rock, paper, scissors to determine who argues first. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn. All right, go ahead.
Your Honor, as always, a pleasure to be back in your courtroom. How can one possibly argue that the best coverage for the NFL draft doesn't come from the place that has NFL in its name, the NFL Network? They are later to the party than ESPN because they have not existed as an entity for as long as ESPN. But just because you didn't get to the moon first doesn't mean you're not doing the best job sending lunar modules into orbit. They are. Rich Eisen brings gravitas as a former ESPN guy who was on the big episodes of SportsCenter. So he is plenty versed and well-versed, even if I occasionally disagree with his infatuation with Mike Tomlin. The man knows how to run a studio desk. Daniel Jeremiah, rock solid in his role as draft expert. Charles Davis, my goodness, we've had Charles Davis on this show before, and he's terrific. Joel Klatt is one of the most underrated people in the business at breaking down tape and breaking down the quarterback position, among other things. Kurt Warner, also very good. I don't always agree with Kurt. I don't always agree with all these guys, but I think it is a great cornucopia of minds. And then Ian Rappaport, hey, listen, Adam Schefter got to the moon first. Rap Sheet has done a very good job carving himself out as the obvious 1A to Adam Schefter. And again, he's working under the shield. I think Jamie Erdahl is excellent interviewing draftees on stage. I just like the production values here. That is an A-plus team, in my opinion. And as much as I will say again, Rich Eisen has kind of, he's butted heads with us local types, us yokels. This is a separate issue. This is, how does the guy quarterback your draft coverage? Rich Eisen does an outstanding job of it. The NFL Network, as befitting, you know, the actual in-house network of the league, does, I think, an unparalleled job, does a great job with their access, and is easily, in my opinion, when I have two choices for draft coverage, I'm going over to the NFL Network, and I'm not even thinking about ESPN. Thank you.
Filippone.
I'm surprised we didn't hear Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong in that argument. How many times he talked about going to the moon and back?
They're both dead, Counselor Filippone.
Yes.
Usually you're the one who doesn't know who's alive and dead.
Oh, yeah. All this talk about they were the first to the moon. I'm not going to make any kind of lunar references here. I've never heard in my entire life Counselor talk so glowingly about Jamie Erdahl like she all of a sudden has invented sports broadcasting. That was kind of a surprise to me. Listen, Donnie, the heavy hitters are on ESPN. Mel Kiper Jr. is still to this day, he might not be the most accurate, but he's the most entertaining. Where else do you get a man crushing a team's first round pick and that GM coming on the air and saying, this guy knows as much as my neighbor who works for the United States Postal Service? Still a great moment in draft history. You have Lewis Riddick. Lewis Riddick went to Pitt. Lewis Riddick, now apparently Chris, who claims to be a Pitt diehard, die-in-the-wool fan, doesn't want to flip over to the network that has someone that represented his favorite college football team and has worked in NFL front offices. Malsey's now too good for Lewis Riddick, where he's out here pounding the table for Charles Davis, who's better known for calling NFL games on Sunday than he is for anything he says about the draft. I trust Adam Schefter on NFL News more than I do anybody else. He's part of their coverage. And Booger McFarland. I mean, just a bastion.
Bastion of a, Booger? Of that opinions. Was a wrestler.
I didn't know it was your turn to talk. You could make that in your final argument and help my cause if you want. Nick Saban, Kirk Herbstreit, all these people are part of this gigantic NFL broadcast. I'm not the biggest Mike Greenberg fan. I'd prefer if Chris Berman were still there, but I digress. You got to go with the worldwide leader for the draft, Your Honor.
Final argument.
I'm winning this one.
Your Honor, I will give Counselor Filippone a small bit of credit. He saved the worst part of that show for last in Mike Greenberg. But here's the problem. Mentioning him at all was still a problem. Mike Greenberg is by far the biggest issue. The thing about a television production is it's an entertainment product. You should want to be entertained by the person on your screen. When I see Mike Greenberg doing anything on a television screen, talking about sports, whining about the Jets, making himself the center of the sports universe, I immediately want to flip the channel. He is an unbelievably annoying lead host for this. He is, I think, one of the most overrated voices and names in sports media. He completely drags down an otherwise rock-solid broadcast, and even though I have made it clear that I at times disagree with Rich Eisen, Rich Eisen clears Mike Greenberg 1 million times out of 1 million, and it ain't close, frankly. Greenberg sinks the good ship ESPN.
This two-bit counselor over here who's been forced to take up a horrible argument, you could tell very little prep and homework was done to craft a compelling argument, clearly, because he's now attacking Mike Greenberg while having to defend Rich Eisen. This is a counselor who's made several arguments against Mike Tomlin throughout the years. Very compelling and vociferous arguments, many of which I've agreed with, even though I may have had to argue with him in court. And now he's out here, standing here, trying to beat the drum for us sitting down together as a football-watching audience and taking gospel from Rich Eisen. If the Steelers went out and picked a punter in the first round, he would say, "Great job, Mike Tomlin. You fooled the NFL again. You'll have the Steelers right back at the top of the mountain in 2025. This is the guy he wants to take his cues from?
Enough, enough. He keeps trying to talk after the whistle here. 15-yard penalty. He was giving him the business.
In the case of the best network for the NFL draft, I now take my business to the NFL Network.
You are a fraud.
Yes,
the boys letting go of Chris Berman.
Yes, Judge.
A massive mistake.
And Counselor Filippone knew it. He tried to hide Mike Greenberg in the last 5 seconds of his argument, and he knew there was a poison pill in
there. A point that also wasn't even brought up. ESPN brings in their second, third, and fourth stringers for the other days of the draft. The NFL Network, they keep the starting lineup in there.
What is this, a Supreme Court decision now?
They let their pitchers go deep into the game. They're old school baseball heads. Thank you, Your Honor.
You're now going chapter, line, and verse into why you...
Very wise, Your Honor.
Went with the...
He knew he had a loser when he had to really defend Greenberg, who has become exponentially more insufferable than he even was 10 years ago.
It's not really about... I'm actually with Judge on this, even though I lost the argument, which I'm always pissed off about.
Yeah.
It's not so much about Greenberg being there. It's about Berman being out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.